With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And I am here as well, Joe. Let me bring in Bob Huggins. He's a great friend of this show. I've known him for way too long, and it's always a joy to welcome him, Bob Huggins. Hey, Bob, good morning. How you doing in these trying times?
Bored. I'm bored to death.
What have you been doing to pass your time?
I've been being bored. I wrote a letter to CBS, though, the CBS Sports Kentucky. It's kind of like the Longhorn Network. They got their own deal going on. You know, you turn it on, it's like, hey, watch the Elite Eight from 19 whatever. You turn it on and it's Kentucky. And then it's like, well, watch the Final Four from 2000 and whatever. Boom, boom, it's Kentucky. I'm tired of seeing Cal.
Well, I think you're tired of seeing him in the good times, that's for sure. Bob, well, just talk about the end.
You know, everybody talks about how well he dresses. I think he wears the same suit every game.
Talk about how your season ended, Bob, when you're in Oklahoma, to play Oklahoma, and what that whole thing was like. Your kids had won the last couple games, Iowa State and Baylor. You felt like you were coming on, I assume.
We had great practices. We really did. We had great practices. Everybody had a lot of bounce in their step. They were having fun again, we thought we were going to make a run. You know what, Ron? I'll tell you what's crazy is so we practice and we're feeling really good, and then the next morning we get up and have a brunch deal, and I go outside of the brunch room and sit down and with the assistant AD and he says, well, we got to narrow this to 125 people we can let in. And I'm like, you're kidding me. He said, no, just 125 people are allowed in. So we go through this list of all of our boosters and everybody, and we get 125 people. And it didn't, an hour or two later, my AD comes down and says, it's over with. They canceled everything. So, I mean, it happened quick.
What did you tell your kids, Bob? I mean, a lot of them, you missed the tournament last year. You were going to the tournament this year. A lot of the kids on your team have never been to an NCAA tournament. What do you say to them?
Well, I think the hard part was the three seniors. You know, they were done. This was their last go around, and for them not to be able to play in a conference tournament or the NCAA tournament was hard. I actually just talked to two of them yesterday, and they're still like they're distraught that they're like everybody else. They're turning down watching CBS Kentucky.
Bob, Joe Starkey here, just to follow up on that. What's your opinion on whether winner athletes who didn't get a chance to play in a tournament? The idea of them getting an extra year, which it doesn't look like will happen, and the idea of spring athletes getting another year, which apparently will happen. What do you think about those things?
Well, I think in lieu of that, at least what they could do is we could have the NCAA tournament to start the season. let's have the NCAA tournament start the season. I mean, let's face it, guys, there's a big chance, there's a great chance we're not going to have college football. You know, putting that many people together is going to be rough. I wouldn't want to have to make that decision. So why don't we start the NCAA tournament, start the season off with the NCAA tournament? They know who was in it. They know who was going to play who. They know where we're going to play. Let's just start off the season with the NCAA tournament. And let those guys play then.
Interesting suggestion. I haven't heard that. I mean, how does that work with scholarships, though, and kids coming back to go in classes and that kind of stuff?
Well, I think your underclassmen would start classes, but your seniors have already graduated. Our seniors have already graduated. It's not a big deal. Let them come back and play.
Bob, if there is no football, obviously the NCAA tournament was a huge financial hit for all these schools. I assume you can talk for West Virginia. If there's no basketball and then no football, who's going to pay the bills? How?
Well, we are. I mean, we're going to still have a season, but aside from men's basketball, nobody. I just think we go ahead and play the tournament. I mean, it's going to take 3 weekends. Big deal. And really, kids aren't going to miss class that much. You know, you're going to basically play on the weekends. So let's play the tournament. Let's play the tournament. They can get their money. They can distribute it to the schools. Solves a lot of problems.
And obviously, without the conference tournaments, there were some teams that that would have been in that we don't know if they would have been in. So your idea would be basically to go back to the end of the regular season, determine your brackets from that. Right, Bob?
There may be a few that would have made it, you know, with a conference tournament, but by and large, there's not very many. You know, they already had the teams picked. They just had the winner of, you know, whatever conference tournament.
Bob, you passed up some big. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, you know, it would affect the low majors and mid majors, I think, to a degree, because generally speaking, their NCAA representative is their conference tournament winner. But I mean, heck, let them have their own tournament. Let them play their conference tournament.
Bob, during the season, you passed up some big names on the win list. Adolph Rupp, Dean Smith. I know you don't reflect during the season. Now that it's over, does it mean anything more to you?
This is the first time I've thought about it, you bringing it up. I haven't thought about it. I haven't looked at it. I don't have any idea who's where or what, or I don't. I'm not into that. I'm just not. I mean, I think it's gratifying when people bring it up, but I don't dwell on it. That's for sure.
Bob, I'm still thinking about this NCAA tournament idea, and part of me loves it, and part of me is wondering about the logistics of it. I guess for players who move on, in one way, shape, or form, you just maybe don't play with them. It's like who's ever available would play in.
Why can't you make it their choice? We had 3 seniors. I guarantee all 3 of them would want to play, and would fulfill a void that was left when they couldn't play. And there's going to be some guys that say I'm going to go to the NBA. Well, you know they would have made that decision anyway. So I don't see what that would hurt to let those guys play. Come back, you know, have a whatever, a week or week and a half or a couple weeks or whatever to practice, you know, to get guys in shape so that, you know, we could put quality on the floor and let's go play.
Joe, you had some questions you wanted to ask Bob?
Yes, since I'm watching, I think this is, I don't know, it's Kentucky, Florida from like 2003 or something. It's what we're all watching. I want to go back into your career. Bob, and I was never aware, if this is true, of course, I'm reading it out of Wikipedia, for all I know it's not true, that in 77, after your college career, you had a tryout with the Sixers, which by my calculations might have meant that Dr. J, Daryl Dawkins, World Be Free, were you with those guys for a little while?
Very shortly, yeah. Very. I had a very short career with those guys.
What was it like being on the court with Dr. J?
The whole thing was, you can't imagine. I mean, you watch the amazing things that those guys can do with the ball, and you can't imagine what it's like being on the floor. You know, I mean, I ended up guarding Doug Collins the little bit of time I was there in some scrimmages, and I mean, that guy's athleticism off the charts. I mean, off the charts.
Did those guys convince you to get into coaching?
Yeah, that led to very early retirement, Ron. I'll tell you a real quick good story. Here's how I got cut. I was one of three left. The number one pick, the number two pick, and myself. And the good guys had their own locker room, and then we had a, you know, like a phys ed locker room kind of thing, you know, with the metal lockers and stuff. And so we're in the locker room after a workout, and the trainer comes in. His name was Al Domenico. They called him the Fonz. He looked like Henry Winkler. And he comes in, and he was a jokester. He was all the time playing jokes on people. And he comes in, and he said, "Youngs want to know who made it or who didn't make it." And these two guys, I mean, it's a one and two pick. They both, you know, jump up. They're like, "Man, just tell us who made it. Just tell us who made it." He said, "None of you MFers," and ran out. And they thought he was joking, right? So they're sitting there kind of laughing and stuff. He don't come back. So they get up. They're running up and down the hallway trying to find him, trying to find Gene Shue, trying to find, you know, somebody to talk to. Like, what happened? There's nobody there. Everybody's gone. The whole place was cleared out. It was Ursinus College in Philadelphia. And they're running up and down the hallway. They come back in. What I'm doing, I'm grabbing all the gear I can get my hands on, stuffing in a bag for mementos, you know, and heading out. So that's how I got cut.
That is tremendous. I mean, it's not tremendous if you're the one getting cut, but it's a great story. How about any Pistol Pete stories? You got any good ones, Bob?
No, Pete wasn't there. I didn't really know Pete. I kind of grew up watching them, kind of idolizing them, you know. Wore some baggy socks until my dad told me that was enough. But that's about it.
Did you know his dad at all?
My dad knew his dad, but I didn't really know Press, no.
Go ahead, Ron.
Joe, Bob, I wanted to ask you, a lot of our audience still remembers Eddie McCluskey, and I'll tell this story. I ran into you, I think I met you for the first time, might have been at a regional somewhere, and I introduced myself, and you were in a hurry, and you kept walking as you shook my hand, and I go, "I was hoping you had a minute to talk about Eddie McCluskey." You immediately made a U-turn. You said, "Let's go sit down over there, and I'll bet we talked for half an hour." Just real quickly, he's the legend for me. I grew up in Beaver Falls. I remember those Farrell teams. And I know you've told the story about being in his basement, which for a coach, I guess, was heaven.
I think I was one of the few coaches ever to go to his basement. He and my dad were extremely close. My dad worked his camp and kind of idolized Coach Mack, and I can remember my dad coming home, and my mom would have a sandwich in a brown paper bag for me, and running, jumping in the back seat of the car, and my dad driving to Farrell to go watch Farrell practice, and then of course stay afterwards in the locker room in there. And Coach had opened up that closet he had that he kept all the stuff. He said, you got to keep this stuff. He kept telling my dad, "You got to keep this stuff because you don't know when they're going to cut you off." So So he had all practice gear and shoes and socks and everything in that closet all stacked in there. And I spent as much time with Coach McCluskey as probably anybody because of my father. And then when I got the Walsh job, I would go over and pick Coach up. And that was, he really had a hard time seeing then. And I'd bring him to practice, and he knew more of what was going on than I did, and he couldn't see. His basketball mind was absolutely incredible at what he could see, the things that the little things that make a big difference. He was incredible at. It's, I think, one of the great coaches of all time. And I know they're trying to get him in the Naismith Hall of Fame, of which he certainly should be in. I mean, there's never been a better high school coach ever than Ed McCluskey.
Joe?
Bob, we appreciate the time. Thanks for taking time out, and we'd love to talk to you again sometime.
Well, you know what? I enjoy talking to you guys, which is kind of a rarity for me that I enjoy talking to media types, you know?
Joe, hey, before I let you go, Bob, how much money did you raise at the fish fry this year?
$869,000.
And how much does that make your total over the years?
It's over $6 million.
Wow. How do you top it? And Gerald Ramsburg always brings us down, and we always love coming to it. How do you top it? You had Calipari, then you had Jerry West, you had Rod Thorne, a Hall of Famer this year. How do you top that next year?
I had Cal, too. Don't forget Cal.
I did say him. I said you went from him to West to Thorne. How do you top it?
Well, we went from him to West, which was a huge step up, by the way. I don't know. You know who's from West Virginia, who was born and lived, you know, his early years in West Virginia is Steve Harvey. I may reach out to Steve Harvey and see if I can get him to come in, and I guess this worked from there.
Bob, we appreciate your time as always. It's always a joy to talk to you. Stay well. I hope you figure out a way to beat that boredom like the rest of us. And you gave us something to talk about with your idea for this NCAA tournament. Thank you for that. Stay well, okay?
Okay. Any help that you guys need, just, you know, you got my phone number.
Gotcha. Thanks, Bob.
You need some ideas, Ron. I'm full of ideas.
I'm always looking for them, especially in this day and age, man. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
See ya. Joe, did you enjoy that? Was that fun or what?
The best. The absolute best. He sounds bored, so we should have him on once a week, I say, Ron. How about his idea?
We should talk about that a little bit. No one else I've ever heard has come up with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.